Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Tel Aviv will be sunny, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are rising, perfect for a stroll along the coast. As night falls, expect a comfortable evening, perfect for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after ceasefire violations by Hezbollah earlier today. Also, Walla highlights an escalation in southern Lebanon, noting Hezbollah's intentions to challenge IDF successes as negotiations between Jerusalem and Beirut continue. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF struck Hezbollah rocket launchers located in southern Lebanon during an overnight raid. Separately, JNS reports that an 11-year-old girl, Nessia Karadi, has died from wounds sustained in an Iranian missile strike. She is the 22nd fatality since the conflict began in February. And finally, Forward details a makeshift refuge in Tel Aviv's bus station, where a bomb shelter provides safety for those with nowhere else to go during the war. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about an airstrike on a house in Klaile, southern Lebanon, suggesting it was a targeted operation. Meanwhile, Dan Bermawi shared that a BIN sports commentator, during a soccer match, avoided mentioning Southampton's goalkeeper due to his Israeli nationality. Ostro Ave praised the Foundation for Defense of Democracies for their analysis on Iran, calling their infographics essential for understanding the strategic challenges. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's directive to the IDF, Ynet explains that this decision follows reports of two rockets fired from Lebanon towards the Galilee Panhandle. The move signals a strong stance against Hezbollah's actions. For civilians in the region, it means heightened security measures and potential disruptions. Turning to the escalation in southern Lebanon, Walla notes that Hezbollah's recent actions are a direct challenge to the IDF's operations. This comes amid ongoing negotiations, adding pressure to diplomatic efforts. The situation underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's overnight raid on Hezbollah rocket launchers. The operation targeted specific sites in southern Lebanon, north of the forward defense line. This strike comes just hours after the ceasefire violations, reflecting the IDF's swift response capabilities. Turning now to the tragic news from JNS, the death of 11-year-old Nessia Karadi marks a somber milestone in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Her passing highlights the war's toll on innocent lives and raises questions about future escalations. Finally, from Forward, we learn about a unique refuge in Tel Aviv. Amidst the ongoing conflict, a bomb shelter beneath the city's bus station offers a safe haven. This highlights the community's resilience and the ongoing need for secure spaces during turbulent times. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business announces that in a week, milk prices will rise once again. The Central Bureau of Statistics has stated that regulated dairy products will see a 1.05% increase starting May 1. This change follows a recent price adjustment and will impact household budgets across the country. Separately, CTEC reports that AI security unicorn Sierra has acquired the startup Rift in a deal valued at up to $130 million. This acquisition boosts Sierra's capabilities in automated data access and governance, reflecting the growing importance of AI-driven solutions in the tech industry. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Vast Data's recent valuation surge to $30 billion. This comes after closing a $1 billion Series F round led by Drive Capital. The AI infrastructure company's expansion indicates significant growth and innovation within Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.